Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
At Dallas Cowboys training camp, thanks to Twin Peaks and Albertsons, and we certainly appreciate the Tolos. Thank you. God bless you guys who are loyal listeners to the station and support what we do, and we're grateful for it, man, and we're glad you're listening. We're glad you're watching along on the fan cam. Go to 105throughthefan.com/fancam and watch there, and we have been pumping out video content, and we brought some cameras with us, and we've been shooting all sorts of stuff, having a blast, and it's all being posted at 105throughthefan.com. And if you're looking for another place to go check it out, we've launched our own YouTube channel, Ben and Skin, and every single video we post is up there as well. We'd love it if you'd subscribe to that bad boy, but we posted one more earlier, and we're getting ready to post one here soon. I'm just waiting to get the heads up from our buddy Tim Urban that it's ready to go, and it's going to factor into our show at 3:20, so I'll go ahead and check my text messages here, and you guys go ahead and set that up however you'd like.
Yeah, so basically, we'll give you all the details coming up here in 20 minutes, but we ended up going to dinner at the house of a former college teammate of Chris Richard, and we walked into a room, and we saw a poster, KT's the one who noticed, wait a minute, what is happening right there? And so it led to a conversation with Chris Richard on the field yesterday. We will bring you the audio component of that in 20 minutes, and then we'll post the video over there at that Ben and Skin YouTube page.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. Absolutely. All right, it's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. A little bit of breaking news as we were prepping for our show. It's not breaking now. It broke during GBAG Nation. It broke during the Jay Scarrett press conference. And that is that Zach Martin is going to have to get an MRI on his back. So that's problematic. I think we are all in agreement that is it agreeance or agreement?
It's if you're Fred Durst, it's agreeance.
It's agreement.
It's agreement for the rest of us. But Fred Durst is not wrong.
We've made agreements with one another that we agree that Zach Martin's the single best Dallas Cowboy.
Agreed.
And I think we believe that Ezekiel Elliott is the second best Dallas Cowboy.
I agree with all that. Agree?
Okay. So both their best players are basically out of the picture right now for the time being for different reasons. So Zach Martin's going to have to get an MRI. It's a scary thing. He tweaked it the other day. It's been bothering him a little bit. He's tried to play through it. This could be one of those things where, okay, it's a concern. It's something that's going to bother him all year if you want to go to one extreme. Or the other extreme would be he just tweaked it. It's very minor, but he at least wants to figure out what's going on there. Mm-hmm. So it continued to give him a little bit of trouble. It's really nothing major. He just needs a little rest, and he'll be back to full power. So it lies somewhere between those extremes.
It lies somewhere between those extremes. It is the unknown sucks, but it's certainly better to happen on August 1st as opposed to September 1st. We all agree with that.
We all agree with that, yeah. But would you like a touch of breaking news on that same story?
Abso-frickin-lutely, Kevin.
You have the MRI back already?
This breaking news brought to you by the Radio.com sports app.
I'm using it right now.
And also Indeed. Go to Indeed.com/hire to post a job today. Jori Epstein of the USA Today out here covering camp.
I know her.
She reports this 3 minutes ago. Hard-hitting report, Zach Martin just walked by with a backpack on his back. So I guess he's healthy enough for that.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
And if I was getting a back MRI, I tell you, I know two guys in this conversation right now, Ben and myself, would not be carrying our backpacks because we have heavy backpacks.
Oh, my God. That backpack I'm carrying around?
Yeah.
And I've seen this guy skin ice his back about 70 times on this trip.
I'll ice my back to feel better, and it'll feel fine until the next time I pick up my backpack.
Yeah.
So clearly Zach Martin's doing better.
Yeah, well, but he's also a hulk of a man.
But it could also be, too, though, that's new technology and that's an MRI machine on his back that he's
I don't think that's
with.
What it is. I don't think that's what it
you
is.
You don't know that.
Hey, we do have some other breaking news. Can we share the story that we just witnessed, KT?
I think we can, and I think it's...
I think it's okay to share. If not, with full apologies.
This is the stuff, the Tolo or the 105.3 The Fan listener, this is the stuff they can't get anywhere else. They can only get this first on The Fan.
Yeah. I'm going to say that I'm going to go ahead and tell the story with the and realizing that this player might get mad at me.
Good.
But he's a sweetheart of a man. I think I can make it up to him over time. Mm-hmm. And, maybe he doesn't really care. But so I was standing over by this chain link fence about 5 to 10 feet away from the table.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't even see it. It was like a shark sneaking up on me in the water. All of a sudden, I look up and Travis Reddick's right on me.
Boom.
He was going to try to scare me.
Because his room's over there somewhere, isn't it?
His room's over there? Yeah, he was going. That music was playing. He was just trying to scare people.
See, it's hard to scare people when they fire off that music. He should know that.
And, now typically Travis, I don't know if everybody knows this, he likes to go around in full uniform, pads, helmet, everything, because he wants to be recognized.
Yeah, cleats.
Cleats, everything. But this time he was just in street clothes. So usually it's like a woman, some women, if they don't have their makeup on, they don't want to be seen.
Right.
He doesn't like to be seen outside of his uniform.
Right.
But
why he cuts his beard completely off if he's going to wear street clothes.
So we bump into Travis, and he has got to be the nicest cowboy in the history of cowboys.
Top 100 or so.
Just a sweetheart of a human being. And so we're talking to him, and, he could tell I was down. I don't know if you guys know this. I've been kind of down.
Why?
Just been kind of down.
And it's like all the good news keeps coming in.
I needed to be cheered up, and he was kind of cheering me up, and we were talking, and then KT came up. So it was me, KT, and Travis. We were just talking. Now, we're on the media side. He's on the player side. So there's a chain link fence between us and all their lodging. We can't access that. Right. So we're kind of talking through the chain link fence. And then he just casually goes, that maintenance guy just came from my room. And so we're like, okay, that's weird. And so he's kind of just being silly, like, what was that guy doing in my room?
Guy have a plunger?
I looked closer, and the guy had a plunger. The guy had a plunger, and he had it
in a bag.
In a plastic bag.
Oh, no.
And it was very much like CSI coming out of a murder scene. Like, it was almost like detectives. And as soon as he put two and two together that he just shared too much, he just put his head down and goes, oh, man.
All right. This calls for an emergency podcast of my podcast, Fecal Matters. Yeah. I'm going to book Travis and that plumber and get them together and go over what was happening in his room.
That makes sense why he was out prowling around, though. Instead of hanging out in his room like every other player, he had to make a call to maintenance. Poor guy.
That's such the worst call to make. It's like,
hold on. Fish is tweeting that report that you just broke, Ben.
It's up on 1053thefan.com.
Travis just clogged a pipe. Follow us for all the breaking Oxnard news.
That was quick.
That needs to stay down.
Des Bryant is commenting on this, guys.
Oh, no. Okay.
But it's a tough call to make because you're like, man, come on. Why don't you have a plunger in here? Shouldn't every room have a plunger?
And then
when the person shows up with the plunger, you do want to leave. You don't want to be there.
Well, think about being the person that shows up with the plunger and Travis opens the door. You're in for a haul, man. It's like, oh, honey, clear out my afternoon. This is going to be a real workout.
I was hoping it would be Tavon Austin.
It's like we're going to need to get the industrial. We're going to need to get the industrial plumber down here, please. The plunger, please get that down here immediately. Thank you,
guys. We're going to have to repipe Building 7.
They got to send the guy down from L.A. Like the plumber, the Hollywood plumber.
Oh, that music's firing off.
Experts called in an emergency plumbing team. Building 6 had its own on-staff plumber.
They never put the whole offensive line in one building. What are they doing?
You're just
begging for an issue.
Poo share. It's like, between each building. Guys,
the building is growing. There's so much protein being fed into the pipes.
Wait, why is the entire line on one side of the boat? Spread out, guys. What are we doing here?
Oh, man.
So anyways, that's another crisis that was happening, but crisis averted, and thank God nobody was injured.
How were you guys able to step up and help Travis during that?
We were on the other side of the fence, but he looked at us. I go, man, do you regret telling us that was your room right now?
He's like, yeah. He admitted it, yeah.
He goes, yeah.
That's great.
I go, see irritable bowel syndrome. In a top 5 market on a 100,000-watt transmitter now. We'll
thank
see
you
later.
For that, man. I completely forgot we were all depressed 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, thank you very much. All right, it's Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. I want to get to the Jerry audio from last night. I haven't had a chance to hear this. KT, take us through this.
Okay, so at the end of practice, Jerry Jerry was talking to, appeared to be some people from Oxnard or something. It was a real strange gathering.
Yeah.
He was talking to like five people, like one family.
I was standing there, and there was one of these comments. I do remember you, and I do. And then there was a lady who's going, ah, and just cackling. So it was kind of like a photo op that broke out right behind a Chris Richard gangbang.
So this is going to be cut three, Shippy. They asked Jerry, the media did, are you bothered by Zeke's tactics, considering the many times that you've had his back?
The issues that you allude to, I felt strongly that Zeke had the high ground. I have anticipated a time when no matter how together you are in your thoughts or as teammates or organization mates, there comes a time when your interests diverge and you've got to sit down there and reconcile. That just happens, and that's what we're into. But I probably have, as I said the other day, I've done it a lot more than these players have, so I have a little more patience with how things are going to get done and the necessity to have angst when you have it, to make sure that you at the end of the day, have this thing in, as complete being as much talent that we have on this team under the same roof as we can. That's impossible to do, but you got to really try hard to get it done. That's what we're doing.
That was amazing. He didn't answer the question, but he gave a ton of context.
Sure.
Like he didn't directly answer the question, but he was like, by revealing that, look, we have a lot of talent right now and can do something special, that's a little bit of insight as to how he's feeling. And then by saying, look, I've been through this a million times, so I know when to have the proper level of angst, that's pretty damn revealing. He basically told you, I got a lot of reasons to be upset right now, and I have a long history dating back to the early 90s of being in these situations, so I know what situations require angst and what situations don't. And to immediately follow that up with talking about the amount of talent that's in camp, while also recognizing, hey, people have different interests, I thought that was incredibly revealing without just flat out saying, yeah, this sucks, I'm kind of pissed about it.
No, I think it's also interesting what else he said, though. Listen to this. This is cut six, Shippy. Jerry, are you worried that the deal won't get done?
No, I don't in any way. We're never, ever not done that. So I don't worry about that. You just keep plugging. I don't want to be a cliche, but it's what we tell these guys. It's just one foot in front of the other and go and do what you have to do the next play, which is put somebody else in there and just keep going.
That's great.
It's interesting, man, because he gives you a little bit of both sides of it. What have I never done one makes you go, oh, he's going to do the deal. And then he goes, oh, we just plug someone else in there like it's a running back and you can plug anyone in there.
Is that not his way of saying, I get these deals done because I'm fair. And if you're not going to be fair, we just got to plug somebody else in there.
His way of saying this will be done, but at a term on terms that everyone wins.
Right.
And in a way that, you know, everyone's reasonable.
Because we've gotten these deals. Dude, this is a lot like Dez.
Jerry's reputation of being unreasonable, and that might have been 15 years ago. It's so different now. He's pretty reasonable about the way he talks about some of these things when it comes to contracts.
I agree.
Now, that might be because he's not the primary negotiator in these deals. But
I think Jerry needs time. I think he needs time because I think he was, I don't know, I think they were blindsided by Zeke not being here. I think in time, they've had time to calm down and I don't know, calm their message down.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't seem adversarial to me, did it?
No, I guess the main thing I'm talking or taking out of that is, especially on that first answer, he didn't answer the question, but he gave you all the context for you to infer whatever you need to infer out of that. But I think when someone says, when have I ever not gotten a deal done? And then to follow that up with, if you know, you just plug someone else in and move along, to me, he's saying, these deals have always been done because I'm fair. And the only way that this thing won't get done and we have to plug someone else in is if the other side simply isn't fair. Like, that's kind of his way of saying it, because we said that on the air the other day. When has there ever been a deal that Jerry didn't get done that he really wanted to get done?
Right.
He gets the guys he wants.
I think he's puffing out his chest that he always gets those deals done. That's what I took from that more than anything. But I think he was saying, calm down. I'll get it done. This is just part of the dance.
Mm-hmm.
I get deals done. That's what I do.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.